Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
A couple days ago, I did a video about a Michigan lawmaker who was involved in a traffic incident. And when the troopers arrived, he suggested to them that he was going to speak to the governor about their behavior, as if he could get them in trouble by speaking to her about them. And it didn't go well. He still got arrested. But several people pointed out to me, they said, Steve, wait, is this ain't the same story, is it? Or is this a different story? And, you know, I'll do the stories when they happen. And if they're interesting, I'll bring them out here. And people say, you know, Steve, you go easy on people from your own home state, or you go too easy on these people, or you go too hard on these people. Well, you know something? This one, I'll admit, is just bizarre because it happened so shortly after the last one. Michigan lawmaker arrested for driving while intoxicated. Sounds a lot like the last one, doesn't it? Different guy. WILX, which is a station out of Lansing, runs the story. Stories out of Ada Township, Michigan. A state lawmaker who crashed his vehicle in western Michigan has been arrested for driving while intoxicated. The man's name is Brian Postumus. He's arrested Friday and booked into the Kent County Correctional Facility, according to jail records. And that's over near the Grand Rapids area on the west side of the state. He had left his farm in Oakfield Township in a Jeep, which drifted off the road, hit a mailbox, and rolled over. That's according to a news release issued late Saturday from the lawmaker's own office. So the interesting thing is that the guy, instead of threatening people and saying, hey, I'm going to go to the governor and get you people in trouble, issued a press release. Just said, hey, here's what happened. I'm going to take my lumps for it. Postumus was taken to a hospital for evaluation and released. His blood alcohol level was 0.13% when Michigan's legal limit is 0.08. And that's according to the release. So the guy actually owned up to it and said, not only that, did I get in an accident and hit a mailbox, roll my Jeep over, go to the hospital, but my blood alcohol level was this, and it shouldn't have been that. So I got to give him credit for that. No one else was injured. He faces one charge of operating while intoxicated, according to jail records. He was previously arrested in January of 2013 for operating while intoxicated. Now, there's a problem for you. Now, that's 8 years ago, but the idea of getting more than one of these in your lifetime is a problem. And there are laws in Michigan about how soon you get them. And if you get a second one within so many years, or a third one, and these things tend to compound very quickly. Now, 8 years ago is a bit of time, but there's a problem that it's happened twice. And I've mentioned before that I've done some criminal work in my life, and I have represented people on traffic tickets. And I've actually represented a few people on alcohol-related traffic tickets. And I made a point of doing first offense tickets only. I would not do second offenses. And there's a reason for that. Number one is the first offenses is more I can do for you. And if you're going to hire me, I want to be able to do something for you. And on a second offense, it gets more difficult. And the problem I also have is, and it's more of a moral dilemma, and that is I think that people often make mistakes. And anyone can make a mistake. But people who make the same mistake over and over again might have a problem. And so I met a lot of people who had first offense drunk drivings who I believe honestly made a mistake. But if someone called me for a second offense, I'm really sorry I don't handle those. And I'd give them a number of somebody who does. So I'm not going to get into that too deeply here. But he now faces those charges. The interesting thing, of course, is that he ran over a mailbox. I'm simply pointing out, as a law school professor would, that he could theoretically also face charges for that, although if his insurance company pays for it, they'll probably let him go, but that, of course, is damaging private property. He is a first-term lawmaker, and he apologized. He apologized. I am deeply disappointed in myself for putting other people in jeopardy by driving while intoxicated. There is no excuse for what happened, and I take full and complete responsibility for my actions. Wow. And I'm only laughing because this is so refreshing. The man's 36 years old said it was clear he has a drinking problem and needs help. He said he'll be attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. He won election in 2020. He's the son of the former Michigan Lieutenant Governor and the brother of the Kent County Clerk, Lisa Postumus Lyons, who also served as a state legislator. So that name is very well known in Michigan, Postumus. And like I said, it's primarily because his father was the lieutenant governor a few years back. And so, you know, this is a political family. And it's refreshing And the interesting thing is that there are people out there who study how to handle PR, how to spin things, how to take care of problems in perception and the media. And so this right here is a master class in it compared to the guy who said, hey, don't make me call the governor. I'll call Gretchen on you. You know, that guy became the butt of jokes. And people now think of him as a little bit goofy. And I suspect even he watches the videotape of himself at the roadside and goes, I wish I hadn't done that. Meanwhile, this guy here, 36 years old, but he's in politics and he understands that even if this didn't hit the news now, it'll hit the news eventually. So you can't hide from it, right? It's going to get out there. So what do you do? Well, as they say, you get ahead of it. So before the newspapers start running stuff saying, hey, this guy's involved in a late night accident, running over mailboxes, going to the hospital, winding up in jail, he issues a press release. He goes, here's what happened. It happened. I'm sorry. I endangered people's lives. It shouldn't have happened. I've clearly got a problem. I'm going to deal with my problem, and I apologize. Whoa. It's a politician doing something right. Now, obviously, he's doing that, like I said, because of what preceded it. And what he did preceding it was not right. But he says that. And so, you know something? It's not his first mistake here, because he did get busted once in 2013, so it's his second. But, again, looking at all the things he could have done following the accident, it looks to me like he did the right thing. So we'll have to wait and see what happens when he gets to court, what kind of deals he gets, if any. On the one hand, he's a high-profile, you know, politician, so they can't, like, sweep it under the rug. But on the other hand, you know, there's certain ways these things tend to go, and I'm sure it'll go that way. But again, he appears to have done the right thing, and this is something that other politicians, but also anybody else in the public eye, should really take a look at. Because if you were in his position or the other guy's position at the side of the road, and you're thinking to yourself, what's going to happen when this hits the news? Is there anything I can do to blunt the impact of that? Is there anything I can do? And I believe this is the best thing to do right here. Just own up to it. Here's what happened. It happened. I'm sorry. I've got a problem. Here's what I'm going to do about my problem. And I apologize. You know? So, looks to me like he did the right thing. So, it's just scary that these two stories happen so close to each other with Michigan legislators. So, the headline simply saying, Michigan lawmaker arrested for driving while intoxicated. And we have to say, is this the same one from a week ago or not? That's disturbing. And for that, I apologize to the rest of the nation. Because Michigan, at least right now, appears to have a problem with its legislators driving sober. And so I apologize for that because, you know, I'm from Michigan and that's on me. Although this guy's not my rep, so I didn't vote for him. Neither is the other guy. But It's crazy, and I forgot it was Carissa or Jason, but those two people sent me the story. I think it was Carissa who said, this ain't the same guy, is it? Jokingly, of course, because Carissa knew it was not. But WILX reported it, and the legislator himself issued a press release saying it. Michigan lawmaker arrested for driving while intoxicated. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work.